that he saw me as more than a friend. Thick panic fills me, and I know before my mouth even starts moving that I'm about to nervously ramble a string of verbal vomit that I'm powerless to stop. It never fails when I'm uncomfortable. The words come and come until I'm stopped or I slam a hand over my mouth. Sure enough, the words rush past my dry lips as I silently scream inside my head for the earth to open up and swallow me whole. You know, when the voice in your head takes over so loudly that you can't even hear the crazy nonsense that is coming out of your mouth anymore. I mean, I'm in love with you. You know, I love you. Of course, you're like one of my best friends, but I'm in love with you. I wasn't going to say anything. In fact, maybe I shouldn't have. I don't want this to mess things up between us. I would probably die if that happened. Well, not die, but I would probably feel close to death emotionally. I needed you to know how I feel. I finally get my mouth to stop moving long enough to take a deep breath. I feel my heart speed up and force myself to continue to hold his gaze. Please say I didn't just screw up big time. He starts before clearing his throat. His voice is thick and deeper than normal. The plangent tones vibrating from his chest wrap around my senses and I shiver.
Ember, where is this coming from?
I blink. Actually, I'm pretty sure if there were such a thing as slow motion blinking, I would be doing that right now. How could I have been so wrong? It's just... I'm making a huge mess of things, aren't I? God, I'm so stupid. I'm not normally a crier. Then again, I'm also not normally a drinker. I've had a few mixed drinks with Nikki this past summer, but for some reason, I decided I needed to take up the art of drinking for courage. Of course, with my luck, I would end up being one of those people who get over-emotional when drinking. My sister Maddie warned me about those annoying girls when she brought the beer over tonight. My nose prickles with what feels like 1,000 needles being pushed through the bridge. I can feel that thick bubble of emotion crawling and scraping at my throat, and I know I'm just seconds away from my eyes tearing up. I take a huge gulp of air, and it rushes out in a wobbled wave of emotion. His normally carefree expression is nowhere to be seen. His eyes look troubled, and his mouth pursed, making his lips look like 2 thin lines. When he moves from where he had been leaning against the porch railing, my gaze follows him closely as he takes a seat next to me on the swing. He lifts his arm and places it on my shoulders, pulling me into his stronghold. I go willingly, but I stiffen when my body encounters the heat of his. The hardness of his muscles starts a slow burn in my gut. I couldn't explain the feeling, but I felt it for the last 4 months. It started with a crush from afar. Then my crush turned into a pact with Nikki to try to get him to notice me. It was time. So I did what I needed to do, and for the last few months, he's been helping me get my stupid calculus grade up. We've always been friends. With a makeshift family like we have, it would have been impossible not to be. But I've always been the baby of the group, and getting the man I've crushed on to notice me always seemed impossible. That is, until he started coming around twice a week, every week, for the last few months. During that time, our friendship grew stronger, naturally, because we had more time with just the two of us. Well, I guess we were never alone, since we could always hear my parents from where we studied in the basement. Many people don't take Nate seriously, mainly due to his carefree jokester persona, but also because he has never flaunted the fact he's insanely smart, which he probably should. Maybe then I wouldn't have had to convince my dad he was the best person to help me get my grades up. Regardless of how it happened, my crush bloomed like a well-watered flower. During my tutoring, we shared lots of laughter and teasing moments. A few times I even caught him just looking at me in silence. Little things added up in my head until I was sure this moment was worth the leap. Clearly, I was mistaken. I thought things would be different, that this would be different for us. But this something different is nothing like I had dreamed it would be.
He says softly, breaking me from my thoughts. You know I love you, but I don't love you like that. We've known each other forever, and you know I would do anything for you, but I love you as a friend. What you're saying, suggesting, would change a lot more than our friendship.